Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today, we're going to be talking about don't let them mistake your bold for bitch. Okay, now there's all this talk in the media about women and sexual harassment claims, stories, and the like. It's every day, it's everywhere. There's a new story, there's a new accusation, there's a new claim, there's a new culprit. So we're really in this time now where speaking up is welcomed. So do it. We should all be doing it. And you know, it's funny because I'm not passing judgment on anybody who's been in this scenario. Fortunately, I've never been in a sexual harassment situation. But I think a part of that is attributed to my mouth, my willingness to speak up, my willingness to be bold. The fact that nothing about me comes off as though I might be timid or someone that you can do something to and I won't like shoot you a look, flash, probably even slap or sock you. So I think that people that prey on women and try to sexually harass them or successfully sexually harass them, they know who to target. They are intentionally targeting specific personality types. But that's neither here nor there because we are welcoming in the bold, okay? It's our time to be bold. And you don't want to just be bold when you feel like you're being wronged or harassed, but we want you to be bold every day. I want you to be bold every day, just in general and just because it feels good, because you should, because you don't need a reason, okay? Because you don't need a reason. The way that I look at it is, don't you think it's about time? Don't you think it's about time for us to be bold, time to make bold statements, time to be fearless, and ultimately time to allow you to be the best you, boldness and all. I've always been a touch of bold, and as you can tell, I own that. I absolutely own that. And my boldness works well with some who are straight shooters, and it potentially intimidates some who like to play the BS game. But that's okay. Absolutely okay, because I'm no longer in the market or searching for approval. My approval has already been identified, bought, paid for, and put on the shelf for display by me, okay? I'm the only one that has to approve of me. And now, a new year always brings about a sense of change, and it's welcomed in most cases, almost expected. New year, new me, new year, new changes, new year, new goals, all those things that we're used to hearing. But the changes that I'm looking for, they continue to be big. I want big changes. But if I want big, bold changes, then in those types of results, then I have to make big, bold actions. And guess what? So do you. So if you're on the SPQ email list, then you know that starting last year, I started outwardly embracing the bold. I told you guys that I wanted to embrace being bold. And I'm truly allowing myself to shine now and speak up and not making excuses for the things that I'm pretty damn good at. And I'm being completely unapologetic about the fact that I want to be great. And I think that you should do the same. If you want to be great, you should own that you want to be great. You should talk about the fact that you want to be great. People should know that you want to be great, and that is your goal. That's in your line of sight. You're working towards greatness, not average, not mediocre, but greatness. So you could sit here for another year and play small, or you could join me and commit to being bold now and playing big now. I'm asking you to join me in being bold and going harder and being fearless and in creating the best you ultimately. And I'm asking you because, as you know, I want to see you win. I want to see your greatness shining. I want to see you doing amazing things. And being bold for you can mean so many things. It can be anything from simply asking for what you want, to announcing your talents, to asserting yourself, to taking risks, taking a class, or even sharing your story. Sometimes that's a bold move for people, because sometimes people don't share their story for fear or for intimidation or all these different reasons. But a part of owning and being bold could simply be sharing your story. But really, only you know what you need to do to step it up and just start being bold. I don't know what that looks like for you. Only you know. Now, I can't do the work for you. I can't take the action for you. But as always, I am here to encourage you. I'm here to encourage you to be bold, be the best you, be fearless, get out there and do what you need to do to own your greatness, to champion having that greatness for yourself. So all we need to do now is get out there and let's get started. Let's get it. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. And if you are feeling like you need your own personal switch, pivot, or quit, feeling stuck or unfulfilled in your day-to-day, be sure to stop by switchpivotorquit.com and you will find the Plot Twist Journal. The Plot Twist Journal is going to be your guide to help you through and get you started on your own personal switch, pivot, or quit journey. You can download it now. And until next time, keep killing it.